This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials said on Tuesday the United States' commitment to Taiwan is, quote, rock solid and remains aligned with Taiwan against the current threat posed by China after a week of tensions appearing set on raising pressure for reunification. A recent flurry of Chinese military flights off southwestern Taiwan has prompted alarm from the island, which Beijing claims as its own, and is increasing tensions in a region already on edge. U.S. military spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Tuesday, quote, we take no position over the sovereignty of Taiwan, and we continue to abide by the One China policy. Kirby said, quote, China's actions are destabilizing and only increase the risk of miscalculation. The U.S., with bases in Japan, South Korea, and Guam, has a large military presence in the region and has been pursuing a so-called pivot in focus toward the Indo-Pacific to counter China's increasingly assertive posture. Though the U.S. has no bases on Taiwan, American officials confirmed recently that special forces have been training with the Taiwan military for more than a year, including maritime operations with Marine commandos in recent weeks. U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta on Thursday, the first visit by an African leader to the White House during his presidency. Biden took office vowing a new commitment to Africa after the disinterest of his predecessor, Donald Trump, who was the first president in decades not to visit sub-Saharan Africa. Find more at voanews.com.